One of the things that we did at the Chancellor's urging is we consulted closely with the Attorney General's office to make sure that the provisions that were crafted to deal with private offices would be considered by the Attorney General's office to meet the requirements of Senate Bill 11. And after a good bit of back and forth with the AG's office, we received a letter from them confirming that they considered the approach developed to be well-founded and consistent with Senate Bill 11.
Can I make a comment about that?
Yes, sir.
The question is, you can't simply say, I don't like guns, so I'm going to ban them in my office. There has to be a
specific language. You have to make a showing of a special risk.
Language.
Yes, sir. You have to make a showing of a special risk in the particular office. The language used in the rule is a significant risk of substantial harm. There's a body of case law out there that interprets that in certain contexts, so it gives us some guidance on what that means. But yes, the faculty or staff member would have to make a showing as to why, the reasons for his or her request.
Okay.